So Todd Barclay denied making those recordings. Then the Prime Minister contradicted him. Bill English said he told police that Mr. Barclay had told him that he recorded his staff. Well, Vernon Tava is a political commentator. Hello to you, Vernon. Boy, where do we start with this? Can Todd Barclay stay on as Clutha Southland MP?
Look, I think at this point, particularly after the revelations of yesterday afternoon, his position in real terms has become untenable because he's taken something that was his problem and his inconsistent statements and denial that anything has happened ever, because he has taken that kind of broad brush approach. And his problem has now become the PM's problem, because now the PM's statements are being questioned as inconsistent. So really, his position is untenable. But the thing is, he has to go. He can't be pushed.
That's the issue, isn't it? The party can't sack Barclay, can they?
Because he's an electorate MP. If he goes, then you're not in a position where the next list person on the list slots in to fill his position. He can even opt to stay on as a as an independent MP, the way Brendan Horan did, for instance, when he was pushed by New Zealand First in 2012.
Some National Party members want the investigation, the police investigation, reopened. Now, is that an option, to open that again and clear or otherwise the name of Todd Barclay?
That is a real possibility now. The police need to look at the Solicitor General's guidelines for a prosecution, which have 2 points. First is that there's sufficient information for a successful prosecution, and the second is that a prosecution is in the public interest. So I don't think there's any question at this point whether you could argue that the prosecution is in the public interest. And there's so much information out there in the media now that has been revealed and reported. It really does look like there is sufficient information for at least a successful attempt at a prosecution to be mounted. The challenge there is proving intent, whether he actually meant to make the recording or whether he could say, oh, look, I just accidentally left the dictaphone on. But that story is becoming increasingly thin.
Meanwhile, two people in the hot seat right now. Todd Barclay is one of them, of course, but also Bill English's as well. A lot of questions that he has to answer. What in particular does Bill English now need to clarify and the involvement he had during his time as Deputy Prime Minister?
I think there are two things. The first is that when asked about the whole affair earlier yesterday in the morning, he said, look, I don't recall who told me that Barclay had made the recording. And then later in the day, just a few hours later, he released his police statement in which he said quite clearly that Todd Barclay himself had told him that he'd made the recordings. So there was a contradiction there, although I think you could reasonably argue that given the whole matter was a couple of years ago when he spoke to police back in 2014, that he honestly didn't recall, and that it was only when he, refreshed his memory from a statement that he'd made. Remember, being a Deputy Prime Minister, Minister of Finance, PM, this is someone who deals with an awful lot of matters on a daily basis, that he didn't recall. So that's the first issue. The next thing is the payment that was made to Glenys Dixon, the person at the centre of all this, the electorate agent who resigned. Although there is a lot of innuendo around that the fact that the payment was made from the leader's budget. Now, there's a lot of innuendo around this that it was secret hush money and so on, which are, good evocative terms. The reality was this was an employment settlement. She did resign, and it's very standard that when people resign quickly, that they are given an exit package and that it is confidential and precludes any further legal action. That is quite common, and it is an entirely appropriate and pretty common use of a leader's budget. So I don't think that's such a big issue.
But that's provided it's an employment dispute. And many would argue that it's not. It was an issue for police, not an employment dispute.
Well, I think there are two matters side by side. One is an employment dispute. You had a person who said, look, my position's untenable here. I don't support the person I'm working for. They're apparently having stand-up rows about stuff, and the relationship had become toxic. So there was an employment issue. But alongside that, yes, there is a genuine question about whether there was criminal conduct, because it is on the face of it, it is illegal to record any conversation or communication that you're not a part of. And that is illegal under the Crimes Act, and it does carry a possible imprisonment for a term not exceeding 2 years. Of course, it's all up to the sentencing what that term actually is, but there's no doubt that it is a criminal offence. Intent would have to be proven, but the information that's out there suggests that, you know, you could possibly do that. I mean, there's also the case that when he went for selection, he signed a declaration saying that there were no matters, investigations of the police or so on, of significance, when there clearly were at the time that he signed that declaration for selection.
Vernon Tava, our political commentator on this issue, thank you. So many questions, I think, today for the Prime Minister and for Todd Barclay, rather. Will Todd Barclay resign? Bill English certainly threw him under the bus yesterday when he confirmed that Barclay had told him he had recorded his stuff. It will be an interesting day politically.